Come on. In you go, Olga.
That's it. Come on.
So it was today you first noticed she was... Come on! That she was lame, yeah?
Actually, it was yesterday. She's always going lame, this one. I hope we won't need to get Alistair in.
Oh, I doubt it. Mind you, I wouldn't worry. With him and Shula back together, we can use the family influence so he'll work for free.
Ah! You don't know they're back together.
Well, it looked that way to me when they came and picked up at Daniel. Can you do the gate for me?
Sure.
Okay, let's get that foot up. Oh, have you opened your mail yet, by the way?
Yeah, I have. Why?
Well, I noticed you had one from the Royal Agricultural Society. That's all. I wonder what it was.
That.
So what did they want?
They want me to make a speech, as it happens.
You what? Really?
You know they're holding that Young Perspectives conference thing in November?
Oh, about how the under 35s see the future of farming. Yeah, I had heard.
It seems someone from the Feed Corp recommended me.
Well, that's flattering, isn't it? Oh dear. That looks a bit inflamed, old girl. Do you think you can tidy that up a bit, love?
I think so. Got the knife?
Yep. There you go.
I haven't really looked at the details yet.
Well, it's a great opportunity, though.
Hang on, David. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Why not? Don't you want the wider world to hear your opinions? You foist them on the rest of us often enough.
Thanks a lot, mate. Hold still, old girl.
Come on, Ruth, you've got to do it.
Me? Making a speech that I've written to a great big conference hall?
Yeah, I reckon you should give it some serious consideration.
I'm going to murder Jim Nash when we see him tonight.
Why?
Well, it'll be him who's put me up for it.
Ah.
That's it. We'll see how you go with that.
There you go. Now, I've always said Jim was a big admirer of yours. He always takes your side at Feed Co-op meetings. Mm. You've got to go for it, Ruth.
We'll see. There you go. Look, you won't forget to ring Elizabeth and remind her she's babysitting for us.
No problem.
Right, that's all I can do for you, old girl. I better go and wash me hands.
Right, sure.
Morning, Roy.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hi, Roy.
Oh, hi, David.
Well, you look the very picture of a proud father.
Yeah, well, just taking her out for a walk while the weather holds.
This is part of your agreement with Kate, is it?
That's right.
And have you decided on a name yet?
Kate has, yeah. But she's not telling anyone what it is until the big naming ceremony on Lake Eel this Thursday.
Really? Sounds like fun.
Oh, don't. God only knows what she's come up with to call the poor little thing. Last count, it was harvest.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, changing the subject, have you got a couple of minutes? I wondered if I could have a word.
Well, I've got the maize silage contractors arriving any minute, but as long as it's quick. What's up?
It's about the cricket team.
Oh, Lord, not again.
I just wondered where you stood on the merger. Only, I hear someone's getting this campaign going. Save the Ambridge cricket team or something.
Yes, I found out yesterday my dad and Bert are not only involved, but they're spearheading the campaign.
Oh, so you'll be on their side, I suppose?
Well, no, but I'm not fiercely pro-merger like you are. I'd rather the team stayed in Ambridge, if I was honest.
I just think it's easy for the non-players to get sentimental about it, that's all. It's like Sean says, where were they when the pitch needed rolling?
Anyone else for more?
Oh, no. No, thank you, darling.
Lizzie?
Oh, no thanks, Nigel, I'm fine.
Oh, come now, Elizabeth, you've hardly eaten a thing. Oh, yeah, pass me the bowl, Nigel.
Sure.
Thank you. There. Just a few more tomatoes.
Julia.
That'll keep you absolutely in the pink.
Julia, I just said I don't want any more.
Oh, nonsense. How are you going to help my son continue the Pagida line if you're eating like a bird?
Mummy,
well,
I do...
It's something that has to be considered, darling. You are the last of the Pagidas.
What about Camilla?
Oh, she won't be able to carry on the Pagida name when and if she ever provides me with a grandchild. The point is, you and Elizabeth aren't getting any younger, and...
Julie, you have seen that letter, haven't you? I put it on the side for you, especially.
Hmm? Oh, that's...
Yes, come on, Mummy. Someone's taken the trouble to write to you from Spain. You might at least see who it is.
I know who it is, thank you, darling. Which is why I shall open it in my own good time. Oh. Now, I think I shall take a little turn around the grounds.
Expect I shall see you at dinner.
Okay, Mummy. We'll see you later. I swear she's getting worse.
No, she's pretty much the same, Nigel. We just don't have Nelson to take her off our hands anymore.
Oh, really? How's the salad?
Okay, you've got me. She is getting worse.
Oh, Lizzie, I'm sorry about her going on about the baby thing.
It's all right, Nigel.
She doesn't realise.
No, okay.
Is that finished?
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, I know what I meant to ask you. What was Jennifer phoning about this morning? Has she forgiven us for Mummy's appearance at last week's dinner party?
Yeah, just about. But it's plain she thinks we owe her.
I see. And what have we got to do?
Well, she wants to hold an art sale here, in aid of the Millennium Wood. Local artists, obviously. Not old masters or anything. What do you think?
Sounds potentially interesting. It'll need some research, though.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Gosh, and who have we got in the organisation who just happens to be going to art appreciation classes?
Exactly. I'll just wipe the table down. Oh, you better put this back on the side.
I wonder why Mummy won't open it. Maybe it's from Felix, begging her to go back to it.
He must be out of his mind.
Ruth, she's here. Ruth? She's here.
What?
Elizabeth's here. I just seen the car coming down the lane.
Right on time. Amazing.
Yeah, it is for Elizabeth. Is Josh asleep?
Out like a light.
Coat's on the chair.
All right.
Listen, have you given any more thought to what you're going to say to Jim? About the speech, I mean.
No, not had a chance to think about anything today.
Yeah, coming! Yeah, well, you better think of something. We'll be seeing him in a few minutes. He's bound to want to know whether you're going to do it or not. Hello.
Hi, David. Not late, am I?
No. Come on in.
Thanks.
Josh is asleep, and huh? Pip's in her room waiting for you to read her a bedtime story.
Fine. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
So how's the great orator?
What? Has he told you?
Oh, on the phone this afternoon.
It's not a secret, is it?
No, but...
Do you want a coffee before we go, Elizabeth?
Oh, no, I'll make one for myself in a minute.
Okay.
So, are you going to do it, Ruth? Make the speech, I mean.
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, and we're just about to go and meet the bloke who recommended her.
Well, for what it's worth, I definitely think you should go for it.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You're not the one who has to actually go up and start expounding your opinions to a huge crowd. And I've got to write it. Let's not forget that.
I told you, I'll help you with that.
Oh, come on, Ruth. If you turn it down, they'll only go and offer it to some bloke. We can't have that, can we?
That's a bit Germaine Greer for you, isn't it, Elizabeth?
Well, I have my reasons for going all militant on you.
I see. And they are?
Well, for one, I'm sick of being seen as some sort of baby machine.
Eh? Not Nigel, surely?
Oh, no. Julia, as it happens. She won't let up about her as-yet-unborn grandchildren. She's even taken to monitoring my diet.
I see. So, your stand against oppression of women by men is actually because you're being oppressed by your mother-in-law.
Yes, but the point's the same. And Ruth's been given a platform to air her views. How often does that come round to any of us? I think if she doesn't take it, well, it's copping out a bit, isn't it?
Oh, come on, copping out's a bit strong, surely.
No, Elizabeth's got a point. It's no use me complaining about how tough it is for farmers if I suddenly go all retiring as soon as I'm given the chance to speak publicly about it.
So you are going to go for it, then?
Yeah. I think maybe I am.
Good. I reckon Jim will be well pleased.
Yeah, if we ever get to see him. Come on, David, we should be going. Yeah,
but it's not me who's holding us up, is it? Bye, Elizabeth.
Well, we're back around 10, OK?
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Bye. I wonder what goodies they've left for the babysitter.
Oh, Mummy.
Well, hello, darling. And since when did you start reading this rag?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, quite a few months ago, I think. We felt like a change.
Well, there's change for the better and change for the worse.
Look, you still haven't opened your letter.
Oh, haven't I?
I thought you must have forgotten about it, so I brought it in for you.
Well, put it on the mantelpiece for me, would you, darling? I'll see to it later.
Fine, fair enough. Look, I did wonder...
Elizabeth's gone out again, I see.
Yes, she's babysitting for David and Ruth.
I don't know. Are there any evenings when the girl stays in?
She's only been out once since you came back.
Well, yes, but if she's not out looking at paintings or babysitting, then you're off bell ringing or some such thing.
Surely there's no problem with that, is there?
Well, there is if you're ever going to conceive. I mean, you do need to be in the same place occasionally.
I see. Look, as it happens, I did want to have a word with you about that.
Oh, darling. Oh, darling, you haven't got news for me, have you?
What? No, of course not. No. I just... Look, what I wanted to say is that Lizzie and I would both greatly appreciate it if you would just... Well, back off a little about the hints.
What hints? What are you talking about?
Oh, come on now, Mummy. You know very well what hints.
I assure you I do not.
The hints about your lack of grandchildren. Well, you've been dropping them ever since you came back, and it's become just a little tiresome. Neither Lizzie or I have ruled out the possibility of having children, but actually, Mummy, it's a private matter between the two of us.
I see.
Come on, there's no need to look quite so offended.
Offended? Oh, why on earth should I be offended?
That's good, because...
After all, it is your house, isn't it? Of course, I did practically give it to you, but please, let's not go into the sordid details.
Yes, you did, Mummy, but that isn't really...
And then, of course... I'm so often here, interfering in your lives, aren't I? Apart from the 8 or 10 months of the year I'm exiled abroad. And goodness me, I don't know how you stand it.
Look, Mummy, no one exiled you anywhere.
So I can understand how terribly irksome it must seem when I happen to suggest that you might want to think about having children.
Suggesting is one thing, but dropping enormous hints all the time is another.
Now, you listen to me, Nigel Pargeter. In case you've forgotten, this is still my home.
Of course I haven't forgotten.
Then you will understand that I shall say exactly what I like in it.
Okay, Mummy, okay.
And as for you and Elizabeth, you're neither of you getting any younger. One day you'll thank me for dropping my so-called... enormous hints before it was too late. Oh, now I think I'm going to go and have a bath, and then I'm going to go to bed and leave.
Mummy, please.
Good night, Nigel. Sleep well. Give my best to Elizabeth when she gets in.
I don't know why I bother.